Hi everyone, welcome back to the Grow With Jazz podcast. I'll be bringing you fitness education with practical application. And the topic of today is how you can lose body fat without calorie or macro tracking. We all know that fat loss requires a calorie deficit. It's boring to keep hearing that, and it's straightforward. So when everyone says calorie deficit, blah, 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 yes, we know. And I think maybe people get a little bit confused and they think kind of being in a calorie deficit is synonymous with calorie tracking. But a calorie deficit just means that we are giving the body less energy than it needs over time. And you can do that whether you know the exact calories and macros you're consuming or whether you don't put things on a scale and into MyFitnessPal. But kind of in practical, you know, the practical application of a deficit is being able to maintain that for long enough to lose fat. And that is often the challenge for most people. So that's why kind of tracking your calories and macros is a tool of knowing where your intake is. If you're not losing fat, those calories that you're hitting aren't a deficit for you. And so we reduce the target. It's pretty straightforward. And so that is why, you know, a lot of people who lose fat do track, because they can see those numbers. We've got very clear metrics. You know, myself as a coach can go, okay, this is what we're consuming. Is our physique changing? You know, are we seeing fat loss? If not, here are the adjustments we make. It's kind of clear, it's straightforward. And also, you know, I think tracking itself can also bring that kind of bit of accountability for people. You've got to see the kind of calories and macros of everything you're eating. There's that extra barrier to entry before you grab that snack. You know, it's got to go into the app and that kind of thing. And so it can actually, you know, bring that extra bit of kind of, you know, thought process accountability for people as well. And so tracking probably is the most straightforward way of losing fat. And so if someone said, you know, I've got this set time period, I'll do anything I can to lose fat, what would you recommend? Would I recommend tracking? Yeah. Probably in some form, because we've got the data and it's easier to make adjustments and see if or where things are going wrong. But it won't suit everyone. Tracking, you know, it takes up some level of time and effort. And for some people that just doesn't fit into their lifestyle, or for some people they might have a really poor relationship with tracking. And so you can absolutely still eat in a calorie deficit without tracking. You just won't know the exact numbers. Now, the caveat here is that choosing not to track does then mean making some compromises in other areas. Because wouldn't it be nice if we could not track, eat a huge variety of foods and meals across the week, you know, eat out loads, etc., etc., and still lose fat? Yeah, that'd be great. But unfortunately, in life, you can have anything you want, but you can't have everything you want all at the same time. So if you've got the kind of data and accountability of tracking, if you've not got that accountability of the data and tracking, you will need to pick up that structure in other areas. So in this episode, I'm going to explain some of the ways that I help people lose fat if they don't want to track their food. And a lot of it does come down to that kind of structure standpoint. So that is my first point. It is structure, and it's pretty essential in my opinion. If you're not tracking your daily intake, we need some other way of keeping it relatively similar and regular day to day. So you'll need to set yourself up with a regular eating pattern. For example, 3 meals and 2 snacks or 4 meals, whatever best suits you. But you want to keep that as similar as possible at similar times day to day. And that keeps us regular. It builds a really positive habit. And again, going back to the fact that kind of when we're in a fat loss phase, we want to be able to make clear adjustments. We want to be able to kind of view what we're doing and whether we need to change things, and having a really good structure helps us to do that. So that is the first place I'd start: eating similar number of meals and snacks at similar times each day. Step two is going to be following the key principles of how to put together a meal. So, you know, tracking isn't just about calories. It also gives, you know, helps us ensure we're getting sufficient amounts of other micronutrients and macronutrients, obviously protein being a key one. Now, if you're not tracking, you're going to need a method of still ensuring that you're getting enough, you know, protein particularly. Personally, I teach people to kind of build their meals by starting with the protein source first. So when you're putting together a meal, you think about the protein source first, and we should be aiming for about kind of 20 to 40 grams of protein within a meal or a snack. And, you know, just because you don't track, it doesn't mean you can't look at nutritional information and see, okay, the, you know, this chicken breast has 30 grams of protein in it. You can still use that kind of information and data. And then the other kind of essential thing I'd say when they're putting together a meal would be including at least one source of fruit and veg every time they eat. So that's our other kind of main rule. So start with your protein source, make sure you've got at least 20 to 40 grams of protein. And sometimes people get confused. That doesn't mean 20 to 40 grams of chicken or 20 to 40 grams of you know, tofu or whatever. It means that, you know, that's just the weight of the food. You need to look at the nutrition information and see, okay, for 100 grams worth of chicken breast, that has X amount of protein. So it's the grams of the protein macronutrient itself. And then, as I said, at least, you know, one source of fruit and veg for your micronutrients. Step three, and again, I think another really helpful one for people who want to lose fat without tracking is having a menu of go-to meals. If you were into fitness 5 or 10 years ago, you would have heard about IIFYM, which is If It Fits Your Macros. And it was a bit of a movement where people showed that you could eat pretty much anything, so long as it fitted within your calories and macros. So I guess it was a bit of a kickback from like the previous like 2000s diet culture, clean eating, all of that kind of thing. And the pendulum kind of swung in the opposite direction, and then like people were eating Pop-Tarts and McDonald's and stuff. And whilst it's certainly not the most kind of healthy approach in terms of kind of, you know, micronutrients and all of those kind of things, it is true that you can lose fat eating pretty much whatever you want, so long as you remain within a calorie deficit, within your calorie target. But that's the thing. You have to know those calories. If you don't track, you'll very likely have more success if you follow a more kind of meal plan slash kind of menu style of eating. So that might look like you having, so we've spoken about, you have your regular eating structure. So maybe it's the 3 meals and 2 snacks. Then you have 1 to 3 breakfast options. You have 2 to 4 lunch options. You have 3 to 5 dinner options. You have 3 snack options. And you just have those on regular rotation. Of course, there can be a bit of variety within those meals. You might swap out the protein source. You might swap out the, you know, the veg you're having, whatever. But the reason why this is so valuable is that if a client does this and we're not seeing any change on the scale over a number of weeks, it's really easy for us to make an adjustment, because we might reduce a serving size slightly, you know, reduce a portion size. We might make a food swap in. Okay, that lunch you're having, maybe we'll swap the chicken thigh for a chicken breast. That afternoon snack, let's swap the 10% Greek yogurt for 0% Greek yogurt. It's really easy for you to make adjustments. Now, if someone's eating different meals, different foods at different times day to day, it's just almost impossible to make clear adjustments without just saying, okay, let's try to eat less. So I'd really encourage you to have a bit of a menu. A meal plan style of eating can really help. Number four is going to be cooking at home more. Again, this comes back to not being able to have everything you want all at once. And if you're not tracking and you're eating out loads, you don't have much of an insight. You don't have much control as to what you're consuming. And so cooking at home brings back that control. It allows you to follow those key principles we spoke about of how to put together a meal and you being able to kind of maintain that structure. Tip number five is going to be still using the scale as a tool. As I said before, just because you're not calorie or macro tracking, it doesn't mean you can't use some of those tools and look at nutritional information and that kind of thing. And particularly if we're ensuring that we've got a proper serving size of our protein source, or if you're having something with high caloric density, using the scales to weigh a portion can be a really good idea still. You could eyeball peanut butter, but you'd be pretty shocked at what you might guess was 20 grams, which should be about kind of 120 calories, versus what it actually looks like. And so don't think just because you don't track, you can't every now and then, you know, get the scale or look at the nutrition information to make sure you know, your serving sizes are appropriate, to make sure you're getting enough protein in this meal, etc. And my final kind of way that I support people with this is planning preparation. As we said, tracking can, alongside giving us the data, it can also give us that bit of kind of accountability. And so without that, it's a good idea to give yourself that kind of structure in another way. And I often encourage people to do that with some form of meal planning, whether that is planning out your dinners for the next 3 nights, or every morning, plan out your full day of eating in the notes app on your phone. And with that, you've got some clarity, you've got something to follow, and you're less likely to be making kind of nutritional decisions based on how you feel in the moment and, the likelihood of you picking and snacking at bits when you've got this clear plan of action is reduced as well. Doing some meal or ingredient prepping can be helpful to support that as well. So help set yourself up for success. It's not a case of, okay, I'm not tracking, so therefore I'm just totally intuitively eating and kind of going based on how my body feels and how I feel that day. I mean, you can absolutely do that. But when it comes to losing fat, we are trying to be in a calorie deficit. So quote unquote intuitive eating, you probably won't intuitively be in a deficit all the time, because that would mean that you're listening to your body's, requests or hunger signals or whatever, but constantly underfeeding, because that is what being in deficit is. So they're the kind of six key points. The main takeaway here is that if you're not tracking, structure, repetition and regularity become even more important. And that does probably mean kind of some level of planning, some level of preparation, routine, and maybe being a little bit less, having a bit less scope for kind of flexibility compared to when you're tracking, in terms of, always being able to try out new things and new recipes. But it, again, it does suit some people much better to have this approach and not have to use MyFitnessPal every 10 minutes. If this sounds like you and sounds like something that would actually suit your lifestyle a lot better, and you want to lose fat but don't want to be tracking, I can help you with that. If you fill out the short form in the show notes below, I'll send you over everything you need to know about Grow With Jazz, which is my one-to-one online training and nutrition coaching, and we can help set you up with all of these principles, teach you about how to be putting together meals, teach you about your eating patterns and eating structure, give you that accountability, also, working on kind of behaviors around, right, when I am out for a meal, when I am socializing, when I am feeling stressed after a work day, what methods have we got in place to help you make good decisions, to help you still be able to enjoy your life whilst losing fat as well. So if that is something you're interested in and you want to find out a bit more, as I said, I'll pop the link down below, fill out that short form, and I'll send over all of the details. But hopefully that was useful for you. If you've got any questions, drop me an email, drop me a DM. I'm always more than happy to help, and I'll speak to you again next week.